Blog Talk Radio.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees, have you ever thought you were trying to get close to me? Yeah. Think it over, girl. Think it over. Look, that's the way you feel about you. And if that's getting weak, but you know, so have many others too, but that's the sacrifice that life put you through, put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear, have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over.
Yeah.
shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. How is everybody doing on the first day of the week? What a blessing it is. It is truly an honor to be here among the land of the living, be here woke as a Hebrew Israelite, understanding our heritage, our Elohim, you know, our prophecies, our the things that we have to look forward to, and all those good things. All praises be to the Most High Yah and to Yisrael, the Elohim of the children of Israel. I think it's a beautiful thing. I just wanted to say that to everyone. You know, it has truly been a blessing. You know, we didn't see each other last Sunday because it was Father's Day. You know, and like I said before, if I haven't said it, you guys, I hope you had a wonderful, happy Father's Day. Now, let me say this. I know that there is a lot of Israelite groups out there that don't believe in that. They don't believe in Father's Day, Mother's Day, even though the Bible says you're supposed to honor your mother and father. And let me just say for the record, you know, we all celebrate things that are not a part of Yah's high holy days. You know, like we celebrate Purim and all those other things. Those are not mentioned in Exodus as his holy days, the ones that he told us to celebrate. So everybody does that. And if the Bible tells you to honor your mother and father, that's what we did. So I hope the fathers was honored that day. I hope you rested and kicked your feet up, you know, because any time that you have raised children and fathered children and been there in their lives, that is definitely, truly a blessing and a sacrifice. So I believe it should be honored. It should be acknowledged, you know, and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to say that because we haven't been in each other's presence in a long time, and it's definitely necessary that we do that for each other. Everybody likes to get a little honor every now and then. It doesn't mean you're worshiping each other. Don't mean that. But you do get honor, you know, when you have done what you have been called to do. And everybody hasn't been a father, even though they have children. They haven't been a father. But if you have been, all praises be to the Most High Yah, you know, because there's nothing like a true mother and a father. It is so necessary in our community to have those things going on among our children, because that's what we need. We need that family structure back, you know, but it's got to be a healthy structure. I've heard so many women say to me, oh, we've been married for 30 and 40 years, and I guess, you know, we have, everything is just wonderful because we managed to stay together. And it's like, well, yeah, that's good, but is it a healthy stay together? You know, we got to be, because what I've noticed from a lot of people, they don't like each other. And they, yeah, I'll be honest, they just together because they together, but for real, truly, and honestly, they don't like each other. And it's like, okay, well, you know, I don't see the sense in it, but if it works for you, it works. You know, I'll pray if you just be healthy in your relationships. You know, and that's why we have our men's call and our women's call. You know, we're trying to get our men's call back running again, you know, but the women's call is really going well, you know, and it's made us to be healthy. It's made us to understand what relationship is, what relationship isn't, and how to have a healthy relationship. You know, because that's very important, you know, how to have a healthy marriage, how to have a healthy dating life where you can date each other without being unhealthy, where you don't have to break Yah's laws but get to know one another. So it's all, that's all wrapped up into a part of our culture and getting to understand each other and what we, you know, what we are doing with each other. So it's a blessing. You know, it is. It's a blessing. And, you know, and it gives you room to fix stuff. You know, one thing that I have noticed, you know, even on this call, you know, that, well, we ain't going to get into that. I ain't going to do that. I'm going to stay out of it. But I hope you guys enjoyed the class yesterday. The class was very interesting. It was very enlightening. You know, like I said, we have prophecies going forth right in front of our eyes. Things are happening. All praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, and even that YouTube video that I put up, it picked up some traction. I think we've had about 500 views in 24 hours, 48 hours, which is really good. People are passing it along, and people are listening to it. So it's really, 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 really good that this is happening. You know, even with all that, everybody's not going to accept it. Everybody's not going to accept the Israel. And I don't understand it. I'm just going to be honest with you. My hat is off to IUIC for going to the churches and doing what they needed to do there. I think that, you know, after I gave it some thought, as long as there's no negativity involved in terms of of disrespecting people. I think it's time out. I really do. I think it's time out for these churches that take this Bible that we have, that is our history book, and turn it into something of filthy lucre. I think it's time out for the churches to preach about a Christ and act like that he wasn't a Hebrew Israelite. I really do. I just think it's time out for all that. I think it's time out for them taking people's church money, their tithes and offerings, especially the tithes. And then going into the book of Malachi, time I have a man rob God, and all of those scriptures are related and specifically speaking to the Hebrew Israelite community. You know, like I said, I've seen many preachers, white, black, men, women, professing to be from the Levi tribe. And it's like you can't be from the Levi tribe and don't acknowledge the Hebrew Israelites, because that's what the Levi tribe was. It was one of the tribes of the children of Israel. So, you know, I think it's really time out for that, and this may be Yah's way of letting them know that it's time for you to be exposed. We may not win everybody, you know what I'm saying, but somebody will realize that this is not what you're supposed to be doing. So it's time out for that, you know, and me and Malcolm was talking about that earlier today. She was like, you know, this is a well-oiled machine. It's been around for a long time. It has. It's been around for centuries. However, when the Most High says that it's time to pull the sheet, the wool off of the covers back, he's going to send somebody to expose you. He is. He's going to call somebody to expose you. And it's going, and it seems like it's an open exposure. You know, so the Bible said that open rebuke is better than secret love. So when they stand up and ask you who you're talking about, because you got this same Bible that we've been studying out of for years, and you claim that this is the same God, somebody lying somewhere. Somebody lying. It ain't no other way to put it. It's just like when you go on TV and you watch those paternity tests, those courts, and the girl stand up, I know that's his baby. See, they got the same eyes. When they usually say that, I know it's some salt in the game. Because a woman know, if you know for sure, you don't have to say nothing. You just have just open envelope. Ain't nothing to talk about. But when you start comparing apples and oranges, that's when I sit up and be like, it's some salt in the game. Somebody lying somewhere. So, you know, it's time out for that. You know, you are using the Bible, the one that talks about us, our history book, to manipulate people into paying your bills. Ain't nobody paying mine. So it's time out for that. So, ladies, you know, we've been to college. Well, let your college degree be the one to do that then. So, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. It's time to pull the wool, because it ain't nothing. It's nothing but a social club. It is a social club that is equipped with singing and dancing and speaking in tongues and motivational speakers. That's all it is. And it's being exposed, in my opinion. I just really do believe that. I believe the Most High is just, he going to gather his people one way or the other. He going to gather his people. He is. He going to let them know what the truth is and who they are. So, I mean, you know, I just feel like that, you know, like I said, they've changed their approach. They were very diplomatic. They were asking. We just came to ask some questions. We want to know how can you, and see what happens is when you start doing it openly, then they want to slide you in the church in the back room with the door shut. No, let's talk about this out in the open. How are you entitled to the tithe? Which the Most High specifically gave to the tribe of Levi. How are you entitled to that? You know, we gonna talk. Let me get your phone. Then it's, let me get your phone number so we'll make an appointment and we'll sit down. The Most High just said it's time for you to be, you know, he'll do it. What he'll do at first is he'll send somebody by and say, now look, you know, you need to get that together. You know, that's wrong. You gotta stop doing what you're doing. And you say, okay. Then he'll send somebody else by. Now, he told you not to do that, and you better stop doing it because you know that's wrong. That's all the YouTube stuff we've had on the Internet over the years. That's all the YouTube teachings and the YouTube channels and all the stuff we've been teaching over the years. And then after a while, he'll come send somebody else by and say, now look. You know what you're doing, and see, that's the part they don't want. They don't want you to start shouting it at them because it exposes them. pastors dressing up like Santa Claus and all kind of foolishness. It's foolishness. You know? Christmas trees in the church. It's foolishness. And not to say that that institution is not supposed to have those things, because it's just an institution. It's an institution that they call religion. It's not to say that. If that's what you want to have in your church, you can have that in there. The problem is when you start saying that the God in that Bible is the one that sanctions what you're doing. That's when we come, we have problems. That's where the problem come in at. Because that's totally two different gods. That's totally two different Elohim. So, you know, and like I said yesterday, everybody got a work to be doing. And I hope that as long as we've been teaching on this call, and as long as we've had these classes going, I hope everybody on this call is being about the work that the Most High has called you to do. Because after a while, he's going to push you out there. You're going to have to go out there and do what you do. You're going to have to go out there and make this thing happen. You really are. And there's no other way around this. You know, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers is what's few. You know, so I just wanted to make that known, you know, that that is what happens, you know, when we dealing with people that don't want to profess to be an Israelite. Like the man asked him, he said, well, was Christ an Israelite? He walked away. Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that. And walked out. Was he? Yeah, he was. He was from the tribe of Judah, or from the tribe of Judah, as y'all say. He was. He was born from a Hebrew Israelite mama and a Hebrew Israelite daddy, and he kept the customs of his people. Yes, he was. So I just want to make sure that everybody put, I'm going to put that on record where I stand with it, you know, because I don't want nobody to be like, well, y'all ain't, I agree, but you ain't got to agree with me. I'm just saying it's time for this stuff to be exposed for what it is. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with you having religion be religion. If you want to do church, whatever you call church, church, that's fine. But don't dare say that that God that you're reading about in that Bible is agreeing and sanctioning what you're doing, because he's not. He's not. So I just wanted to get that off my chest, you know, because a lot of people get upset maybe when I start talking like this, but it is what it is. I mean, either you're an Israelite or you're not. And if you're not an Israelite, then you're a heathen, if you're of color. And if you're not, you can't be a Gentile, because, and they say stuff like, well, it's not, it has nothing to do with nationality, and it has nothing to do with race. I beg to differ. A Hebrew Israelite is a nationality. He said it is to the, salvation is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. The Gentile is a nationality. It is, it's a nationality of European people, according to Genesis chapter 10. It came from the son of Japheth, from the sons of Japheth, and Japheth was one of the sons of Noah. So yes, it is. It's a nationality. So you know we got to get past. But see, when you're dealing with people that don't know the word, then you have to you run up against these. There ain't need to hide. It ain't no need to hide no more. It is what it is. Either we gonna read the word for what it says, or we not. Ain't no other dressing it up or dressing it down. It is what it says. You know, and we can attest to that from just reading it. We have gotten a blessing. And understanding it without having to interpret it, it is what it says. All praises be to the Most High. Now, I did invite the pastor or the prophet to the call today. If you are on the line, please feel free to push 1. We would love to hear from you. We have been circulating your YouTube clip all over the place. Has gotten a lot of views. People are watching it, listening to it, which we believe is a blessing, because what it has done is confirmed the very things that we've been teaching. We was the group that went to Washington, D.C. We was the group that was up there for the 400 years, commemorating the 400 years and said a prayer of deliverance. We have always taught this, that there was going to be a second Exodus. We have all kind of things to support that. And the fact that the Most High has given this to you to be able to say to the Christians, I think it's phenomenal. I really do. I think it is phenomenal that you are able to say those things and that you saw the vision. Because we called it a while ago. We just waiting on the go ahead. As soon as he say it's time to go, we ready to do what we need to do. And I agree with what he said. It's going to be a quick work. You know, and it's going to be just like Ukraine. You ain't going to be able to take nothing with you. All the beds and the cars and all the stuff, you might leave all that stuff here, you know? Now, the question is, everybody's not going. You know, because all our skin folk ain't our kin folk. And we've said that before, too, a million times. Everybody that look like us is not us. And some that don't look like us is us. And that's where you saw all the different people from the different nationalities. Because we've been scattered all over the world. It's some Chinese people that's Israelites. It's some Russians that's Israelites. It's some Germans that's Israelites. The Most High scattered us to the four corners of the earth. It's some Caucasian-looking people in America that's Israelites. So, you know, the scripture says that we're a speckled burden. It's going to be all colors that's going to roll up on that boat. And it's what a wondrous day that's going to be. I mean, for real, like I said, if we live long enough to see it, all praises be to the Most High. You know, I would like to be able to live long enough to be on that boat and to touch that soil and live a while on the land. I really would. That's my prayer. You know, some of us might be able to do that. Some of us won't. But whatever he allows us to do, all praises be to the Most High. You know, and for you all to have little children, pray for your children now. Don't wait till we get there to pray. Pray over them right now. And bless them on the land of Canaan. Make sure if you add up, you bless them children before they get there. Because those are going to be our offspring. That's going to talk about us. Our ancestors was in America. And our ancestors was the ones who was actually on the ship. And we came over with them. We don't really remember it all. But as we got older, they planted these trees. And they built these houses. And they did all this stuff. And we have to live on. We have to teach. Man, I had my little 3-year-old and 2-year-old grandson here talking about hallelujah. I said, yes, sir, hallelujah. You know, they couldn't pronounce it all the way, but they were like, hallelujah. I said, absolutely, hallelujah. You know, so we got something to look for. Ain't no other nation got this kind of promise from Yah. Woo! You know? So it is truly a blessing and an honor that he woke us up for such a time as this. We get to see this stuff. We do. We get to see it. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I think everybody in my family that I told about it is exciting. And everybody keeps saying, well, where the money coming from? Don't worry about that part. You don't know what the Most High got stored up for you. You don't know where it's at. You don't know how if he said it, it's going to come to pass, period. He said, I put my word above my name. You ain't got to worry about that. And he said, my word will not come back void. You ain't got to worry about that. That's a given. And he mean what he say. So all I can say is hallelujah, 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 praise the mighty Yah. Because we getting ready to see some miraculous things happen on our behalf because he said so. And see, everybody want to be included. Well, how come they get it and we don't get it? Guess what? You've had hundreds and thousands of years of being on top. You have. You have enjoyed the spoils of the spoils. You really have. So, you know, we couldn't even be, as much as we have fought for equality and all the things that we have fought for and things have gotten better, there's still a separation between us and you all. I'm talking about the powers that be now, because it's some poor people and you know, with us too. I'm talking about the powers that be. Some people are living beyond anything you could ever begin to imagine. They lifestyle, you be like, you live like this? You know, so it's just a blessing. I just think it's truly an honor and a blessing, you know. And I wanted to read something to you that somebody sent to me. Now, I want you to see how crazy this sounds. It says, Illinois Republican tells Trump rally that Roe verdict a victory for white life. Mary Miller remarks are greeted with cheers by the crowd, though spokesman claims she meant to say right to life. It says, Illinois Republican Mary Miller told a crowd at a rally held alongside former President Donald Trump that the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was a victory for white life. President Trump, on behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday, she said, drawing cheers from the crowd in Illinois. Miller is running for re-election in the state's newly redrawn 15th congressional district against GOP Republican Rodney Davis with the former president's blessing. She had been invited on the stage to speak by Trump, who held the rally in Minden, Illinois, to turn out the vote ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. It says Miller's spokesperson said the Illinois Republican had intended to say the decision was a victory for a right to life. The line, as delivered, was out of step with the disproportionate impact and repeal of abortion's rights will have on women of color. So she's talking about the fact that they did that. It says her campaign noted that she is the grandmother of several non-white grandchildren, including one with Down syndrome. I just, you know, this is just, and I'm just saying, But you know one thing about it, let me say something to you. Every time we read that Bible don't lie. And that Bible has always said, down through the pages, every nation that we have been in, we had overpopulated them. Every place we gone, there was a problem because we was pumping babies out like it wasn't nobody's business. That's the reason why we went into captivity in Egypt. Because he said, we're going to have to do something about these people. Because these people is overpopulating us. And if they decide to go fight with our enemies, we're going to lose. So they put us, well, we know it was the Most High's plan that they put us in slavery in the first place so he could deliver. And it is not, there's no right to life law that is going to stop these girls from having abortions. They just going to move to the state that allows it done. What they going to do? That's what's going to happen. You know, but again, all we can do is pray and teach our children that this isn't acceptable but with the Most High. And we move on. But this is something that they have always said, that the white people were the minority now in this country and that the people of color are the majority. And that's how they feel. You know, but one thing we can say is it won't be long. It won't be long. We don't have that much longer. If y'all could just hold out just a little while longer, we ain't going to be here in a minute. You'll be able to enjoy the spoils of this whole land all alone, all by yourself. We're just waiting on our Elohim to say the word. And when he does, we will leave this place never to return. All of it will be yours. You will not use us anymore as a benchmark of success. You will not use us anymore as the group of the one group of people that are always the ones who, it's always the black people. They the ones that catch the COVID. It's black people that get more of the venereal diseases. It won't be no more of that. That'll be over with. We'll be gone. And we'll be back where we started. Statistically, we have the highest rates of everything. It's always us. It's the black people that's got the highest rate of high blood pressure. It's the black people that's got the highest rate of this. It's the black people that's got the highest rate of COVID. It's the black, all that's going to be over in a minute. It's going to all be over in a minute, and you can have it all to yourself. Because he promised us he was going to move us out of here, and he means what he said. He do. Anybody want to join in on the conversation, please feel free to push 1. You know, I don't want to talk about myself. I'm just getting some stuff off my chest, you know, and talking about the things that I feel like are important to me. But you may have something else you want to add, or you may have something you want to discuss with me. But it just seemed like, you know, with all the stuff that's happening, this stuff is wrapping up. It really do. It seemed like it's wrapping up. And it started a long time ago. It just didn't start yesterday. It just started a long time ago, and it's gotten to the point now where it's on its way. You know, it's just on its way. You know, with the gun, they said the guns were so high powered at that school that it decapitated those children. Those children were decapitated because of the high power of that rifle that man shot. And the only way that they really could identify them was through DNA and the clothes that they had on. And I see you 478, and they passing all kind of laws now that everybody can carry a gun. which they've been doing anyway, whether the law was passed or not. They were doing that anyway. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, shalom, shalom. And
shalom.
I agree with what you're saying, man. It's just all this evil that's out here. And then the more you read, the more you know. It's time to go. All this stuff is just collapsing in on itself. This whole country collapsing in on itself, you know, and, you know, you can't hide stuff for so long before the truth come out. The way I see it is all those things and ills and stuff that was done to us, it's just coming back on the other nations. And then they're starting to see it. They're starting to see themselves for themselves. It's like putting up a mirror, and you look in the mirror and you see what you see. They're looking at a mirror of themselves, all this killing and stuff, all this violence, all this. It's crazy. And you're right. You know, they can have this. They can have all this stuff. We didn't ask to come here. You know, we were brought here for our transgressions of our forefathers and our transgressions. But we're not immigrants to this country. And I wish everybody would understand that. We're not immigrants here. We didn't choose to just walk over here for a better life. You know, and people don't understand that. The first thing people want to holler and say is, go back to Africa. You took us from our home 400 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where is there for us to go back to until the Most High tells us where he wants? There is no place to go back to.
That's true. That's true. And Africans don't want us either. They'll tell you in a minute, we're not the same people.
Yeah, I saw a video, Sister Diana, and this was just about 2 months ago, of a Hebrew Israelite sister that's conscious who moved over there. And I'm going to quote her what she said. Wasn't no welcome arms over there when she moved, her and her husband moved over there. She said, it is not what you, that you're going to go over there and everybody's just going to greet you and stuff. She said, it's all a big game, you know. And for those people that want to go, if you want to go, go. But, you know, and I cannot remember the scripture to save my life, but there's a scripture that talks about a group that left Egypt. And how they were killed before time, because they left before time. You got to wait on the Most High. You better wait on the Most High, because right now I'm thinking that she's wishing she had waited, because that she was talking about it's just so much wrong with how they act. She was talking about she was in a supermarket or something, and she's walking around, and how the people just bumping into her. I mean, intentionally. Now, you know, you do that over here, you know. Somebody going to say something. Nobody's going to bump into Sister Rachel and run over her, not me standing there. But she said it's just really rude. They don't greet you. They're trying to get over all time. And I'm not trying to condemn all Africans and say all of them in that same category. I'm not saying that. But there's a large part of them, they said they don't want no part of us. They don't want nothing to do with us. You know, we different. They don't know nothing about what we went through. She was saying that stuff. They're not taught anything about what happened with us going over there. They don't want to know nothing about what happened with us going over there, coming over here.
Mm-mm, I agree. That's true. You know, and they have their own country. You know, and they've always been in there. I'm not saying that there's not any Israelites in Africa, because we all over the world, but I can agree with that. I mean, I've had several people send me emails and tell me, you know, don't send me any more stuff about Israelites, because we're not the same people. We're not, you know, and that's fine with me. I had no problem with that, you know, but I agree with you. I do. I agree with you. You know, and like I said, it's the same way with Black America. It's the same way, brother, with Black America. You know, when you look at Black America, what they have proportioned as Black America, those people are not Israelites. Those people, some of these people have matter of fact, this is a good topic to put up. Some of these people have Caucasian fathers.
Right.
Have Caucasian fathers. The lineage is as a result of the seed of the father. The father's lineage can never be broken. It can't be broken. So there's no way that you can be an Israelite if your father is Caucasian. It's just not possible. That what you was talking about was the tribe of Ephraim. When the tribe of Ephraim went out to try to find against the powers that be, because they thought the 400 years was over, and the Most High left them laying in the field. He left them laying in the field to rot. Yeah. But if you have a Caucasian father, you're not an Israelite. And America has created this whole different classification as people of color, you know, or what do they call it, biracial. There's no such thing as a biracial person. Whatever your father is, that's what you are.
Uh-huh. Which goes into I think I asked this a few years ago, this question, because that's something that I was thinking about. And I had said that, you know, okay, there's 42 million, quote-unquote, African-Americans in this country. But out of that 42 million African-Americans in this country, how many of that 42 million are really actually Israelites? I don't think that number is even half, to be honest with you.
Might not be. And when they go to decide those reparations, believe you me when I tell you they keep a record. They know who's who. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, they will know, the Most High will know who's who, because those same people that claim we ain't the same people will be somewhere trying to get some of that money. It's just like those PPP loans or whatever. Those loans they gave out because of COVID. Everybody was scheming and conniving, trying to get those monies, and some of those people got those monies, and now they're prosecuting those people. It's going to be the same way it's going to be when he hand out those reparations. Everybody's going to try, but if you can't support the fact that, you know what I'm saying, your ancestor was actually a part of the slave trade, there's no way you're going to be able to do it. And believe me, he's going to fix it where you're not going to be able to do it. It's really, seriously. You know, but when it comes to the fathers, you know, being a part of the fathers and being a descendant of your father and having his nationality, that's a no-brainer right there.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. You know, but that's true. That is so very, very true. Is really something to be able to know that. I see your error code 347. It's you know, we have to be able to understand how the Most High sees it, not how this country sees it, not how the world sees it, but how he sees it. You know, and a lot of people are going to stay here because they are really children of the Gentiles. They're Gentiles. Real serious. They're Gentile people. You know. But that the pedigree and the nationality goes through the seed of the father. And that's just how it is. It's heads of the fathers, the seed of the man. You know. So I agree. Area code 347, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. My daughter and I were talking this morning on our walk, and she was telling me about that the Caucasian woman who made that statement.
Uh-huh.
And on yesterday's Sabbath school, I was commenting, and another sister, of the fact that their numbers are dwindling. So this reversal of Roe versus Wade is just to get their numbers back up, because it doesn't go in line with the other policy of putting guns into the hands of people. So that's the one thing. But now, I don't follow basketball, but she was also telling me, my daughter, that the NBA picks, right, that they had those rounds that they do, and they get the picks. She says of the top five picks, the bottom four, when they did the walkout with the parents, all of the four had what was it? Caucasian mothers and black fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And the top pick had a black mama and a Caucasian dad. So now they've got another angle to like dilute the race, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's true.
It's all about our pedigree, and it's all about our line. They like she was saying, it's the NBA should be the national beige association or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, I mean, this is what, but this is all being promoted by the people. Well, anyway, we're going to just, I want to do Numbers chapter 1, verse 18, where it says, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their poles. So the pedigree goes by the house of your father. Whatever your father's nationality is, that's what you are. Now, the question is, like you said, some of these people, even doing the NBA and all that kind of stuff, you know, a lot of us are made to believe that, and they teach our children this, that if you just play real good basketball and you really good at what you do, you can go to the pros and you can be a pro basketball player. I don't believe that. I believe that just like anything else, there's a select few and they have their own criteria, how they pick who they pick, and on their own bloodline as to how they pick who they pick. I just don't believe it's open like that to any and everybody. It's a very closed club, and they know who they're picking it from. So even with that, you know what I'm saying, there's a way to identify that as well. I really do believe that. I really do.
Exactly, because the number one pick, they pick the one with the white daddy.
You know, but they can't dilute our race, no matter how much they put it on television, you know, because that's what Biden was saying. He was like, you never used to see biracial couples on television. You never used to see that. And you know what I'm saying? And believe me when I say this, I am not prejudiced that by any means. I don't hate nobody. But I have always believed, and this was even before I knew who we were, that we should marry and love our own kind. Now, when I became an Israelite and I realized that that was mandated by the Most High, not only are we supposed to marry between ourselves, but we're supposed to marry within our own tribe. You ain't even supposed to go outside your tribe and marry so that the wealth of the tribe stays together. And that's how he set all that up. Now, because we're in captivity, a lot of people have done a lot of things that they were not aware of, especially when you didn't know who you were. But a lot of the people that's in the NBA are not Israelites. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. They're not. Even though they skin black, and even though they mama them black, and even though they daddy them black, a lot of those people are not Israelites. It doesn't matter because your skin is black. It doesn't matter even if your mama and daddy is black. A lot of those people are not Israelites. They're just not. They really aren't. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's just not. We have so many other people that have been mixed among us. You know, and they've always, the Canaanites have been mixed among us from the very beginning. They were never done away with. The Canaanites have always been with us. They didn't, when the Most High told us to take them all the way out, and we didn't. So guess what they've done? They've moved in with us. They mingled among us. Those are a real people. Those are a nationality of people that the Bible talks about that nobody mentions anymore. But they've always hid among the Israelites. They, you know, they always was among us all along. The land that we took, that he gave us, was actually their land. And he mandated us to exterminate them, and we did not do that. So they have lived among us, and they've been among us the whole time. So everybody's not Israel. And these were black folk. So it's a bloodline thing that only he's going to be the one to be able to determine. Real talk. You know. I mean, you know what, Brother Yerushalayim, I meant to tell you, I watched the video. Matter of fact, let me try to find it. I watched the video of this girl that was saying that a long time ago, that T.D. Jakes, there was a picture of T.D. Jakes with Dr., what's his name? Dr. York.
Dr. York. Oh, really?
Yeah. She was like, you know the one I'm talking about in Atlanta had his own land and all that. You know what, Malachi?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said, I'm go. Yeah, she. I'm trying to find the video because I listened to it the other day, and she was like, yeah, he. She was like, he. She said that they must have took it down. She said because it's been out there for. It was out there a long time ago. A picture of him and Malachi York together. He said they must have removed it.
That's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That just tell you that agenda is something else, isn't it? Try to take the children of Israel away from where they are.
Yes, sir. So you know this, and you know it is what it is. You know, we at the end here. We going through some serious changes, and it's going to be a lot of people. You're going to be surprised who's Israel and who's not. You're going to be really surprised. You know, and not to mention if we go deeper, you know, it's just some folks that just ain't us, period. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
You know, it's going to be shocked, you know, that with the people that's on there, but he knows his people. He really do know his own people. You know, all praises be to the Most High Yah, but yeah, she sure did. She said that there was a picture a long time ago of him and Malachi York together.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, maybe he, you know, everybody had a brush with some weird stuff. I guess, you know, I don't know. We all have been into some weird stuff eventually. You know, we had to find our way out of it and, you know, do the best we can, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, you just really got to call it what it is. And like I said, everybody going to be surprised when the time comes who's Israel and who's not. Because, I mean, you got to think about it. Them guys in the NBA making hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions.
Mm-hmm. Man, they don't, I mean, if you think about it, if we actually had a lot of people in our nation that really cared about us making all that kind of money, we probably be in better shape than we are now.
True.
So,
that is
them
true.
Folks, but they're not us. You know, and I'm seeing that, you know, just talking to people out here in the street, the people's mannerisms and actions. So I think the Most High, like you said, he knows who his people are, and he's waking his people up. And, you know, it's a blessing right now to just to know that you're Israel. That's a huge blessing for him to just allow you to know that you're Israel. And I think those people that are conscious, I'm just saying, majority of those people that are conscious, they're Israel. The other people that just can't get it, don't want it, don't act on it, they're not Israel. And they look just like us.
They do. They really do. They really do. Some of your church leaders, not Israel. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They just are not. And, you know, you got to be okay with that. I mean, you know. And we look at everybody and be like, it's a yeah, it is. And you'd be surprised who's Israel and who's not. And even some of them women, those Gentile women that have babies by these men of color, they still not Israel. They not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, no, you're not Israel. I mean, there ain't no other way to put that. But when they start handing out that gold and that silver, it's going to be a whole different ballgame because you're going to see things differently. And they're going to think they're entitled because their skin is dark. And it ain't going to have nothing to do with that at all whatsoever. Nothing. I mean, I'm trying to find that video, but yeah. They're not going to have nothing to do with it. They're not going to be able to get it. You know, and that's going to spark some problems, and then you're going to realize what Jacob's trouble is really all about. But see,
they ain't going to have it. That little money they talking about giving us, if we get anything, when we get it, they not having it. They going to lose their doggone mind. If the government came out right now and said, we're going to give each African-American person $10,000 a piece, that's nothing. But they said, we're going to give them $10,000 a piece. Man, they'd be out there in the street protesting, mad, ready to kill folks for $10,000. because they don't want to see you have nothing. They don't want you to see you have nothing. That's what Jacob Trouble, you're right, that's what Jacob Trouble is going to be. Because once they give that out, them folks are going to lose it.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And then that's when Michael going to come, because that's what the scripture said. And Michael was going to come, and he was going to deliver us from this place. But it's going to get ugly, for real, because I can understand them not wanting us to have it. You know what I'm saying? They just don't want us to have that. But, you know, he said we was going to have it, and we're going to have to leave with it, because he didn't give it to us for us to be here to live and buy this stuff no more. It's for us to live where we're going. It's for us to live where we're going and have the things that we need where we're going. You know, and we're going to leave. We're not going to leave here poor. We're just not going to do it. That's not meant. I can't find it, but I'll try to have it next week or something. But, yeah, you know, all this is going to be very interesting, you know, to have what we have. Hold on, area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, you're telling the truth, because my nephew is the complexion of Wesley Snipes, and his grandfather is German with blue eyes. So he was into the Israelites, and then he started doing some research about his background, and he realized he wasn't. So he just, like, left it. But he is blue-black, and people see him, and they just think he's African-American. His mom is, but his grandfather is German with blonde hair and blue eyes. And if you see him, you would not be able to. Huh?
Is that his father's father?
Yes, his father. My sister dated a guy. Well, she actually married him afterwards. But he was light-skinned black guy. His mom was black, but she liked European men. So she had children by him, and that's his grandfather. And he is very, very dark with really dry, nappy hair, like my sister and myself. But you wouldn't be able to tell. So he just got turned off once he found out he wasn't, which he still should have, you know, tried to stay with the faith and follow the Most High, but he was just devastated, so he don't even want to hear about it now.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that he can't, you know, that the Most High is not going to be able to bless him or whatever, you know, because,
right.
You know, his mom is still Israel, right?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but you know, yeah, we did things here that we had no power over. We had no knowledge about. We did a lot of things that we had no knowledge about when we were doing them. And the Most High knows his people, you know, because, I mean, you know, I have a granddaughter, and her husband is Mexican. And she has beautiful children. You know, now, according to that chart, they're Israel, but they might not be. But that don't mean her children are going to come with her.
Right.
You know,
I told him he could still follow the Most High. Right.
Yeah, he don't want to stay here under this mess.
I know. He don't. Mm-mm. I think his hope was that he was, and now he's not. It will take time, and I hope he just change, you know, and come back to the Most High. Because he's very humble, and he just.
Yeah, tell him to come back to Yah, because he can't leave Yah, you know, because there was a lot of people that worshiped Yah and did the things that was right in the eyes of the Most High. He can't leave just because of that, you know, because guess what? There's some white people out here that's keeping the Sabbath, they keeping the high holy day, and they doing everything they need. They how to do, they doing it. They like, well, we'll see if it's going to be something to it or not, but I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? And they like, hey, whatever we need, we're doing it, because I'm not going to be left here with this. I'm not. There's some of them doing it, too.
My daughter, too. She's mixed, and she's following it. She's following the status.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not working. She's serious.
I would. I'm like, look, hey, we following this thing, you know, because you never know how you're going to honor that. I would. Then to just give up and go back to that mess, I wouldn't do that. So you be an encouragement to him and tell him to come on back, because that's all we had. We ain't got
I do. I keep talking to him.
Keep talking, honey, because look at what the world is coming to. Jeez. You know, but we ain't seen nothing yet. When the Most High turn it upside down, he turn it upside down. When he shake it, he shake loose. He shake it loose.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. He That's why I said I ain't mad at IUIC. What they do is they go to them churches and they stand on the sidewalk and they surround the sidewalks and stuff. Now, they don't keep no cars from going nowhere, but they call it an open rebuke is better than secret love. How dare you think you're going to get away with that for years and years? It's somebody up in there that belongs to Yah. It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however they do it, I hope they with the Most High, you know, and they doing what he called them to do. I really do. I hope Yah is called them to do that. I hope they ain't came up with that on their own, you know. But either way you go, open rebuke is better than secret love, and we coming down to the wire now. We going to see a whole lot of stuff change real quick, you know, because these Caucasian people know what's going on, especially the ones that consider themselves to be devout Christians. They watching just like you watching. They like, oh, no, this ain't going to work. We doing way too much. America has gone crazy.
Yes, it
really
is.
Has. And you know why? Because Yah hasn't been around in a long time. He has just been real quiet. He's been quiet. And he just been watching. And he's been real quiet. And he getting ready to step up and say something now. And everybody can feel it. If you can't feel this, something wrong with you. Everybody can feel it. It's something coming. It's like brace yourself because all hell finna break loose. Everybody, I know I can feel it. I don't know about y'all. It's like, oh, see, you done went too far.
Yep.
You done went too far now. Yes, indeed, because this is some serious stuff right here. This is some serious stuff. I wanted you guys to hear what the people of Israel is saying about the end times. Like, they talking about the temple and all that. I'm like, bruh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. It's old.
Identity with our earthly citizenship is fading away, and our bond with our heavenly citizenship is getting stronger and stronger.
I love
it. Now, this is a black guy.
The whole issue we have with the Palestinians. So we do have
talking to the fake Jew.
And then you also mentioned the idea of the temple being rebuilt. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what's there right now on the Temple Mount, and how is that going to happen, and just talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's name is Alan Parr, P-A-R-R, and he's talking to Amir Safani. He's calls himself a Jew, and he's talking about the third temple. I just want you to hear what they say.
So first of all, we have to understand, you know, the last few years definitely saw amazing things. And, our political stand has nothing to do with it because, you know, God is the one who raises and God is the one who's taking down leaders and he will eventually do his will, okay? And so we know that, about in the last 5 years or so, there was a great move in the Middle East. I'm not talking about anywhere else around the world. I'm focusing on the Middle East. Two things happened. One, Jerusalem was recognized as capital of Israel, not just by the Jews themselves, but also by the number one superpower of the world. Thus, the American embassy moved to Jerusalem. We know that happened. But also something very interesting happened, Alan. Alan, for the last, 60, 70, almost 80 years, the Arab countries around us refrained from having peace with Israel without first having us solving or resolving the whole issue we have with the Palestinians. So we do have peace with Jordan and do have peace with Egypt, but the rest of the Arab world tried to stay away from us because they said, first, solve the Palestinian issue, then we'll have peace with you. Then something else happened, what's called the Abraham Accords. Something else happened that moved the wheel towards something completely different. Now we have, it's the peace with the Arab countries around us that's supposed to lead us to the peace with the Palestinians, which I personally don't believe will happen. But what I want to say is that biblically, Alan, in the book of Ezekiel, in the same chapter, chapter that describes the war that is coming against Israel, something very interesting is written there. It says that Sheba and Dedan will protest the attack on Israel. Sheba and Dedan is the area of the Saudi Peninsula and the Gulf countries over there. That's the historical part of that part of the land. How come that part is protesting a war against the Jews that's supposed to be their enemies? Well, it's because throughout the process of the last couple of years, they became friends and allies of Israel right now. We have peace with Bahrain. We have peace with the UAE. We have very, very warm relations with even the Saudis to this day. And we began having peace also with Sudan and Morocco right now. That's something that the armament of and the shenanigans of the Ayatollah escalated basically because...
Now, what he's talking about is Ezekiel 39, Ezekiel 38, I think. Is that Ezekiel 38? Let me make sure. Where the land is brought back by the sword? Is that 38 or 39? Let me make sure. And Sheba and Dedan and all of those countries are supposed to... let me see. Make sure I got the right scripture. I think it is... let me make sure I'm looking here. Burying their pastors in the land. I think it's Ezekiel 38. He's talking about 38, where we were supposed to go back to the land that's brought back by the sword. Now, he just skipped over all that other part. Yeah, that's Ezekiel 38. Where Sheba and Dedan and all of them are supposed to come together. He totally skipped over verses 10, 11, and 12, and 13. He totally skipped over that part. You know, that's where the Israelites are supposed to go back to the land brought back by the sword. We're supposed to have gold and silver and cattle and goods. What the Christian prophet prophesied about in that time, he said, oh, that's already happened, and that now this is being fulfilled, which is a lie. And what he's asking him is about the temple. And he gets into detail about how, you know, the Dome of the Rock is sitting there. That has to be removed before the temple can be put up. And then they're going to build another temple that the Antichrist, they're trying to take the scriptures and place themselves in it when they still can't do it. They can't do it. They always get one of us to sit there with them and interview them and shake our heads like this is the truth. And it's just not. You know, and this is exactly what they do, and they come up with an explanation and they completely skip over the fact that the scripture says in Ezekiel 38 that we will be taken back to the land that's going to be brought back by the sword, and that Russia and the other nations are going to protect us. They're going to guard us, and then they're going to turn against us. I haven't seen Russia protect them yet. I mean, real talk, but you know, this is just something that I had brought up that I found where they were talking about the third temple and how the third temple was going to be built and all that kind of good stuff. So they're still projecting themselves or interjecting themselves into the scripture as the people, irregardless of what we see going on. So again, when we get ready to do this second Exodus, I wonder what they're going to say then.
Yeah, I do too. That's interesting.
I really wonder, what are you going to say then? What excuse are you going to give then about who we are and where we're going? Because we're going to fulfill Genesis 15, 13, and 14. We're going to fulfill that scripture with that. And that's something that they still haven't fulfilled. They haven't done 400 years in bondage anywhere. They haven't been transported all over the world by ships anywhere. They have never been slaves anywhere. Their children have never been sold to anyone, and they cannot be the children of Israel, because if they were, the 12 tribes would identify themselves there. If the children of Israel are back in the land, then the 12 tribes should be able to identify themselves, and they can't do it.
Yep.
They can't do it.
You know, also, Sister Diana, all those prophecies about how the children of Israel go back in the land, they haven't fulfilled none of that stuff. Because before you go into before we go into Jerusalem, into the land, we're going to be purged. You're not going in there filthy and nasty and doing all kinds of things and worshiping other gods, having all kind of weird celebrations. You're not going to do that. That's not going to happen. You're not going to go back in that land wearing mixed fabric, you know, a little black hat, a little black tuxedo-looking suit. You're not going to do none of that. None of that stuff is going to happen. You know, you're not going to be praying to idols. You're not going to be sitting there hand in hand with the other religions of the world. That's not going to happen. That's not how that book is written. And ain't none of them can say that.
True that. That's the truth. That is so true. And that's why we have to hold fast to the scriptures, because when you listen to that, it sounds so very convincing, because they can call the nations, oh, we've partnered with them, and yes, we have relationships with them, and oh, this has been a phenomenal move. No. Because when you go to the scripture, it says Persia, this is verse 5, in Exodus 38, Ethiopia, Libya with them, and all of them with their shields and helmets, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his band, and many people with thee. Now watch what the Most High said. He said, be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. So they go guard them. And watch what he said. He said, after many days, verse 8, after many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And it goes on to say, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And thus saith the Most High Elohim, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land, of unwalled villages. So we're going to be in a place of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people, listen to this, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. And this is what he's talking about. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, and to take away cattle and goods, and to take a great spoil? And the Most High comes back and tells Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy unto Gog and tell him that in that day when my people Israel dwell safely, shall thou not know it? He's talking about Israel, us. So they skip over all. That's why, you guys, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to relinquish the mic. I'm going to let y'all talk. That's why you got to know your scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know your scriptures. So because if you don't, they'll tell you anything. And it sounds so convincing. Mm-mm. You got to know your scriptures. You got to know what he's saying and who he's talking to. You know, we have not, mm-hmm. He has not gathered out of the nations. We have not been gathered from out of the people. We have not done that. We have not. That's what we waiting on. That's the prophecy that the Christian prophet got. That's the prophecy we've been telling people. Hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, that sounds good. I guess the ministry is supposed to come and attack us at that time period, attack the unwalled villages, I will tell them to come and get it. But the thing is that you can come, but you ain't going to get it. Because the Most High is going to be protecting us.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, this is what he said in 15, and thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army, and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know when I shall be sanctified in thee, O God, before their eyes. So he said, I'm going to let you know.
How's that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, so you got to know your scriptures. He going to make that happen so he can show out, just like he did with Egypt. When Egypt came up against Israel, when we left out of Egypt and Egypt came up against us, it looked like we was backed up in the corner. But the Most High showed up and showed out like he always do. Like he always do.
And I'm going to brag big time on him.
Yeah. You know, but you listen to these people, and these people sound like they so got it together. And you got black people sitting there like, yeah, that's right. Or people of color, let me say that. Because all of these people are not Israel. We go back to that same thing we said. A lot of people, though they have dark colored skin, they're not Israel. They're not.
You know, when you was reading that scripture, and you could just take just that one scripture, you could take that and debunk what they saying and who they are right there, because it says they're gonna be living in the city of unwalled villages.
Yeah.
Man, they got walls up all over Israel right now, but they scared of the Palestinians. They got gates and walls all over the place. So how does that even apply to you when you got walls there?
That's true. That is so very, very true. That is so very true. Some serious stuff going on, I'm telling you. But again, you have to wait on Yah. You have to know those scriptures. You have to know what it means. You have to know what we're waiting on. And a lot of people just don't know. They don't know. You know, it's easy for them to say, well, we just won't wait on the rapture. And they're like, okay, well, you keep waiting on that, and you let me know how that work out for you, you know, but it is what it is. It's unfortunate. Uh-huh. You know. It really is. No, but we like I said, we just continue. We have to watch it, and that's a part of our punishment. You know, we have to watch these people in the land professing to be us, and it really is a part of our punishment, you know, because like I said, we had it all. We really did, but we're about to go home, and we're about to be put in a place, and like he said, we're going to be safe there. It ain't going to be no place where nobody going to bother us, because we're going to be safe there. We're going to dwell safe, you know, and eat good food and have good animals and all the things that we need to sustain our living. Our Elohim is going to make sure of that. You know? And the tribe of Yehuda that's coming from the country of America is going to leave with great wealth, because we represent the royal house of King David. Mm-hmm. We're going to leave up out of here with some money. You know, and like I said, you're going to be surprised at how many people are going to try to come in this country so they can leave with us. It's going to be a lot going on, so he's going to have his own way to determine who to. He really is. You know. He really, really is. You'd be surprised. You know, so we just have to wait on Yah and do what he tells us to do. And have, you know, have faith, you know, and do whatever it is that he's called us to do. You know, now the attack is going to come. Don't get me wrong. You're going to get attacked. You ain't just going to flow through here and everything going to be hunky-dory. He's going to attack your finances. He's going to attack your physical body. He's going to try to attack your children, your mind, anything he can do. And that's when you know you're on the right track. Because you're going to have to deal with some stuff.
Yeah.
You are. Everybody be like, I just don't feel good. It's going to get better. You know, but you got to go through it. You got to go through it. Have to go through it because that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the prince of the power of the air. So we just got to know for sure, T, that that's what we're doing. And it don't matter who they put on TV and who interview them, we are the children of Israel. We are. And we have to be faithful, and we have to do what we need to do to let people know that. You know, like I said, you guys are well-learned. Everybody has, but we have been studying together for years, and everybody has a work to do. So, you know, it's time for everybody to be praying about it and seeing, you know, what part of what they need to be doing and how they can do that. Because the harvest is plentiful. And I know we all got jobs and we working and we doing what we need to do, but we still got to find time to do what Yah has called us to do. No, because where much is required. No, I don't have no time during the week, but I still have a vision in my heart, and I'm praying about it that he gives me the okay to do this, because I still want to work with my young people. We got to do something to get to these young people. We really do. I do something.
Oh, yeah.
To them. Hold on, area code 972, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to speak to what you were talking about earlier with regard to the lineage and the sister who was talking about a nephew who had a broken lineage. And I know in Ezra there's a discussion where they were talking about the numbering. They were talking about the different sons and the number of people that were there. And one of the things, when I was reading Ezra sometime back, is that there was one, I think it's Ezra 2 and 62, but there's another verse also where they couldn't account for the lineage, and they were part of the priesthood, and they couldn't serve in that priesthood, but they were not put out per se. They just could not serve in the priesthood. And then there was another instance where I saw where the husband's lineage wasn't there, so he was with his wife's family, so it means that he did not get an allocation of land, but they were not immediately put out of Israel. So it may mean that you can't serve in certain positions, but you're certainly not just automatically thrust out. With regard to later on in Ezra, where the men who had married these foreign wives were told either you get rid of the wives or you leave Israel, one of the things they had deliberately gone out and married these women when they were told not to, and one of the things they said is that we'll lead iniquity within the camp of Israel. It's the same thing that happened with Solomon when he married these foreign women, and it led his heart away from the Most High. But when I was reading earlier in Ezra, one of the things I noticed is that they were not put out. It's simply that when they were doing the allocations and they were talking about the different positions that people would occupy, they were not able to participate in that because they couldn't identify themselves through their father's lineage. So with regard to her nephew, it doesn't mean that he has to leave Israel. It may mean that there are certain functions, such as the Levitical priesthood, that he can't serve in. But it does not mean he would not even be counted as an Israelite. He's an Israelite. His mother's lineage is recognized definitely. I have the same problem, possibly, in terms of a broken lineage, but I certainly, for a fact, am not going anywhere. I know the Most High, serve Him, love Him with all of my heart, mind, and soul. He also has made a promise that He will purge our blood. So He's the one who's going to sort all that out. But when I heard her say that, he shouldn't be discouraged. He shouldn't even feel it. He has to distance himself. He has just as much right to stay as anyone. He coming through his mother's lineage, as I was reading through Ezra. That was one of the things I was struck with when I read it some time back, so I will stop.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem about that. That's very true. I wouldn't leave the Most High for no reason, you know.
Not at all.
I wouldn't do that. No, no. And go back to that, no, I wouldn't do it. I certainly would not under no circumstances. Hold on. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. Hold on, sister. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was coming off something yesterday about with when the Israelite brothers going to the churches. and outside the churches, and they were saying that, you know, they should show more love. Well, if you go to Egypt, the Most High brought the 10 plagues. Those 10 plagues was for the Israelites too. They weren't going to leave. A lot of them weren't going to leave. The 10 plagues was for the Israelites too, to run them out in the garden. He had to drive Adam out of the garden. And then he killed Uzzah with David. He killed David too. So it's not about no love.
Right, it's about obedience. I mean, at some point, like the one sister said, that love doctrine is dangerous. Because when you really do get to know the Elohim that we worship, yes, he loves us, but at the same time, he would do what he need to do to you too. I mean, look at Moshe. He was coming to kill Moshe because he hadn't circumcised his sons. Well, he had given him the charge to go to Egypt to lead the children of Egypt out of into the promised land. And him and his wife was on his way to Egypt, and he was going to kill him.
Right.
That's some serious stuff. I mean, that's the part of the Most High that people don't want to meet. They don't want to know that part. They just want the after-school special. Warm and fuzzy Elohim that let you do whatever you want to do and everything is wonderful. No, he's as much as he is loving, he is just the more dangerous.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he had to warn Moses on Mount Sinai to put borders on the line. So they're gonna come up here looking crazy, and I'm gonna knock them off.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Brother Leonard, do you remember, because I know you do, where is it? Is it in the book of Jasher or in the book of Jubilees where the tribe of Ephraim were trying to come up against them for, they thought the 400 years was over?
That's in Jasher.
That's in the book of Jasher.
40. Yeah, I think 40.
Jasher chapter 40?
Okay. Yeah. Jasher, right around here.
Brother Yerushalayim, is Jasher chapter 40, where the Most High stopped them because they were trying to do something that go against his will, and he left them laying in the field for them to kill, for them to rot. He didn't let nobody bury him. Jasher chapter 40, sure did. And see, people don't want to meet that Elohim. They don't want to know him that way. They'll tell me, man, we don't want to know him like that. But that's who he is. And he'll talk to you after a while. He just kept talking. He's like, didn't I tell you not to do that? No. He won't come at you. I mean, I know he do me when stuff has happened to me. And I ask him why, he'll bring back to my remembrance. Remember when you did this? So point where you can't even say question it. Because he'll let you know when it's time for you to get paid what you're doing.
Right.
He really will. People don't want to be exposed, but they're exposed.
Yeah, let them know you ain't special.
Everybody, you better say that. You better say that again. And some people really think they special. I've heard my sister say, "Oh, Lord, don't play about me, honey. You do something to me and he gonna get you." I said, since when is he your personal goon squad? I want to know. Because, see, that ain't the one I read about. Hey. No, we ain't special. You be obedient, and that's where you get, that's where your blessing come in at.
What?
That is the truth. You know, I praise him every day that I was, like he said, that I'm woke. And I'm among those that know who they are. But believe me, I'm repenting all the time. Please forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. For real. It ain't no joke. For real. It is what it is. We just have to do what we do. And, you know, make it work. Yep. I think that, you know, this is exactly what we were talking about. We have come, I think, the end of our show. We have quite a few people on here. I'm glad you guys have joined us. We're at the end of our class. We've got about 10 minutes left, you know, but I think this conversation, you know, understanding that the lineage and the pedigree go seed of the father. And whatever your father is, that's what you are. But if mother is an Israelite, I wouldn't stop serving Yah. I really wouldn't. Under no circumstances would I. I would keep on serving Yah. You know, because like I said, some of us, some of these people, I ain't mean us, but some of these people among us are Canaanites. They are. They know they don't. No, they don't. Because they can blend in right now because everybody is the same color. One day the Most High gonna separate them. And even the wheat and the tare. Didn't he say that about the parable of the wheat and the tare? So I'm gonna give everybody a chance to say something before we leave. I'm gonna go down the thing. Brother Yerushalayim, if you want to say something, you can, your mic is open. You're on the air.
You know, like I always say, stay prayed up. And you're right, we need to be about our Father's work and go and try to help others and start loving ourselves. But my big thing is love your brother as thyself. I leave everybody with that.
Hallelujah. So 7-7, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Love the Most High with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and obey the commandments.
All right, area code 540, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Remember to what the Most High requires is a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Yes. Hallelujah. 717, your mic is open, you're on the air.
I say repent every day, all day if you have to, and stay focused on the Most High, Yah.
All right, Brother Leonard,
you're
the last one. What you
got
to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, according to the video you played yesterday about the guy that had the vision, it's been prophesied in Jeremiah 29:14.
All right, it's in the scripture. That's what the words say. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you at our regularly scheduled classes. And shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Good night.